Hey, good afternoon, Austin, Texas, Central Texas, State of Texas, United States of America, man. Sam, I don't know. We may have somebody tuning in across the country. Yo, you never know how the world works. It's your man, Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, a.k.a. Mr. Tyler Vandross, because I have those soothing pipes. And you already know what the deal is, ladies and gentlemen. We've been away from a little bit, but we're back in action. Me and my man, Sam Pika Pika Pikachu. But I'm coming in. I'm live and wild on your radio dial with a smile on my face. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, energy to waste. And if you're looking for inspiration, upliftment, empowerment, and unity, listen to me. It is guaranteed that you are in the right place, man. I wish y'all could see my face. I'm smiling as big as the state of Texas. You can catch me going live at TCSpeaks32 on Instagram as well as Facebook. I went Facebook a little bit. Had to catch other folks who aren't with the IG game or who don't have the app downloaded. So you can catch me live on both of those platforms right now. But, man, it is just an honor and a privilege to be here rocking with you guys, Real Life and Real Talk Nation. Listen to me. If you have anything to say, as usual, you can always text us in live, 512-337-3776. I've got the trusty and handy computer in here right in front of me now, and I'll be able to reply to you guys in real time. But, man, coming off of Thanksgiving, bro, I don't know how about y'all, but I held no prisoners on Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? No diet. No, nothing. I like all in. Purposely starved myself the day before. My wife got on me because I dug into my green bean casserole a little bit early. But I went ham, man. And shout out to my wife. It's my wife's first time, preparing a real live feast for Thanksgiving dinner. My wife is 7.5 months pregnant, and she was up on her feet making banana puddings, doing the greens, the hams, the candy yams, the macaroni and cheese. I mean, she was throwing it down. But y'all know me, man. I wasn't gonna let my wife, I have to throw in my own little 2 cents at the same time, right? Like, my wife is in here putting all this work in the kitchen, so I'm saying to myself, like, TC, you gotta rise up and set the standard. And so I'm like, okay, cool, I'm gonna make my green bean casserole. You know what I'm saying? My green bean casserole, real good. I try to make my green bean casserole, and I think it comes out amazing, Sam. I think my green bean casserole is on point. And when Thanksgiving came and it was time to eat, I tell my son, I say, son, Messiah, you got to eat this green bean casserole, son. Your dad went heavy on this green bean casserole. And as soon as he bit into my green bean casserole, Sam, you know what my son said, brother?
I can only imagine.
He said, Daddy, my stomach hurt.
Aw.
He said, man, the green bean casserole make me throw up. I don't want to eat this. Daddy, do I have to eat the green bean casserole? And it reminded me of a movie called Life. And I stood up and I said, son, you going to eat your green bean casserole. You know, in the movie Life, the dude is like, you going to eat your cornbread? And I was like, son, you going to eat this green bean casserole, man. But everything else was good on the menu. But TC tried to prepare green bean casserole, and evidently the family wasn't having it, but I ate it. So I say those things to say, Sam, what was your favorite meal for Thanksgiving? What is the one thing that you always look forward to, or what was it that you ate, period, that really made your Thanksgiving, man?
Every year, bro, it's the rolls.
So you're a bread man.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just, what type of rolls are there? Just regular rolls?
I couldn't even tell you. Orange package.
I didn't know if it was Hawaiian sweet rolls or what, if it's just regular. Sam just said, y'all, it's orange package roll, whatever that is. Hey, I hope you got your rolls, Sam.
Oh, bro, I got plenty in.
That's what's up, man. Hey, honored to be in the studio with my man, Big Sam. But I want to tell everybody, because I've got my attire on. If you see me, man, I got my San Diego State Letterman jacket, my red Real Life and Real Talk T-shirt on. And it's because it's game day for my Aztecs. Like, I think it's the first time I've been in the studio where my school has actually had a game. And for me, I'm coming into this week. I want to catch everybody up to speed. Like, I really had the opportunity to speak before my university, my alma mater, San Diego State University last week, and I was called by the football team, and shout out to Jimmy Brown out there, and I was blessed to deliver a pregame message virtually to my Aztecs before they hit CBS on national TV. And I just want to let everybody know, like, that was a real monumental thing for me. I pride myself off of my red and black. Even though I live in the state of Texas, I represent my university and where I come from because that university means so much to me. And so to have the opportunity to stand before my football team and deliver that same energy and passion that I give to you all on a Saturday, it means the world, because I feel like I'm forever indebted to the university that graced me with an education, right? Through San Diego State, I'm far in debt because I met my wife at San Diego State University. We have two children, one on the way. I owe my school everything. And if you want to listen to that message, it is on my YouTube page. You know, type in Tyler Campbell or TC Speaks and San Diego State University and you will see it. And I just want people to understand that the way that I approach the microphone and how I'm doing things now, it is no different when I'm giving a public speech. Matter of fact, I think a lot of you loyal listeners will hear a lot of the stuff that you hear on this show, because I like to utilize the show as an opportunity to put out new material before I bring it before an audience. So really, Real Life, Real Talk Nation, as always, I want to tell you guys thank you. You guys help make me the man that I am. You guys make me the speaker that I am. And because of this show, you better believe I delivered a haymaker and knockout punch with my speech at San Diego State University. So I got my Aztec Letterman's jacket on. We play today. We're playing the University of Colorado. We're normally in the Mountain West, but we couldn't play Fresno because of the COVID situation that Fresno came down with. So we are playing a Pac-12 school. So let's go, sons of Montezuma. We got it going on this week. But for my my shout out of the week, I want to give it to my man Hunter Hewitt, who wrote in on Twitter, and he had listened to this same speech that I'm telling you all about. You don't want to miss it. Go find it on YouTube. And he said, TC has me ready to run through a brick wall. And I'm telling you, Sam, well, bro, when I got in front of my team, it was like, bro, I look, man, Sam, I had my shirt, this jacket on. I ripped the jacket off. I had my jersey on underneath there. And I just feel like, man, the audience has to feel your energy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm hoping that people through the radio waves, or if you're listening on IG and Facebook, you can see that this thing really and truly for speaking for me is a passion. Like, I really and truly love this. It is an honor to serve. And, man, I hope they call me again, Sam. But maybe if they don't, maybe they didn't like it. I don't know. I don't know, man. But I hope, hey, big shout out to San Diego State University. Let's go and let's get a W. But Real Life, Real Talk Nation, you know, I'm always about vulnerability, authenticity, and transparency. The Campbell family, like our family, has been continuing to just go through. We've been continuing to go through as a family. And I'm reaching out. You know, y'all are my family, everybody listening in, man, please keep us lifted up in prayer. We lost our Aunt Linda, my brother and I, our Aunt Linda, the wife of my Uncle Ray. She's gone on to be with the Lord again. And so, man, everything in 2020, guys, it is really and truly affecting everybody. And, man, we just lost another great member. A lot of things are going on with our family. A lot of people are grieving. So keep us lifted, man. Keep us strong. And I lost probably, Sam, I think one of my big Cowboy supporters in our family, man. My Aunt Linda, man, she went hard for the Cowboys. And, we failed again. We failed again. But don't worry, Aunt Linda, I'm going to continue to hold it on. I believe in our boys. I'm still hoping for a Super Bowl, Sam.
Still
hoping for a Super Bowl, Sam.
This year?
I'm not going to give up. What are we, like 3-8?
Yeah, something like, bro. Hoping for good draft spots at this point.
Oh, God. Sam said hoping for good draft spots for all y'all listening in on social media, man. I'm a diehard Cowboys fan, and Sam always sticks it to me. But to my Aunt Linda, rest in heaven. To Cameron and her son Courtney, both of you guys, man, we lift you up in prayer. We will rally around you all as a family, as well as your grandchildren. But I say those things to say I really want people to start, and you write this down, I want you everybody to start beginning their day with the end in mind. All right. Begin your day with the end in mind. That's kind of been my mindset over the past year. And when I do those things and when I start to think about my life over the long haul, it really and truly makes me it changes the way that I approach each and every day. right? How is the way that you live, the way that you live your life now? What is it that you want people to say about you? What is your legacy going to be by the way that you live your life? Don't live just for today. Have a beginning as you begin your day. Have the end point of your life in mind each and every day. Because people ask me all the time, like, where's your passion come from? Where's your enthusiasm come from? And it's literally me waking up and I'm trying to grab hold. I'm trying to pull every single thing that I can out of life in the course of 24 hours. And with every day being totally different, it is what allows me to keep pushing forward with the mindset that I have. I'm trying to get each and everything that I can out of the day that we have. So I want you guys to write that down. As you begin the day, live it in such a way that you have the end in mind. What will your legacy be? What is it that you're going to leave on this earth with your life? What will people say about you? And man, when I think about those things, it makes me tick. It makes me move. It makes me hungry. It makes me thrive. It makes me strong. MS or not, man, as that my eyes open up, I'm coming to get everything I can out of the next 24 hours. I want to bring this full circle because we had a very monumental day, not only in Texas history, I feel, but in the history of the United States of America, man. A very, very amazing day. It was a opportunity for a statue to be dedicated to Mr. Julius Whittier. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal human being. And there's no way that I can get on this show today without paying homage and maybe without even educating certain people about who Julius Whittier is, because we have people who tune in from all across the country. And he had his statue unveiled at the University of Texas outside the football stadium on the north side entrance of the stadium. And I think it's one of the better statues to marvel, in my opinion. And I know my father has one. I know Ricky has one. But Julius Whittier's statue, I think they went and did an A1 job. Julius Whittier's from San Antonio, Texas. He's the first black football player and letterman at the University of Texas. But what I don't want people to gloss over is the legacy that he lived off of the field, in my opinion. Like, I don't want, like, his dad did not want him to come to the University of Texas when he was coming, and he arrived at 1970, coming from San Antonio. But in his heart, something pulled him to UT, and I have to believe that he was commissioned to be there to break down barriers for more people to come home behind him, and also to be able to educate people during a time when racism was really upfront and in the faces of so many people of color within this country. Like, I have to believe that with every conversation that he had, he was looking to take the time, because he knew that, quite frankly, as an African-American male, that may have been the first time that so many people had the chance to interact with an African-American male on the University of Texas campus. And by the way that he carried himself, by the way that he moved himself, he understood that it would place a trajectory as to how people treated people of color whenever they came across him, or whenever they came across other people of color further on in their life. That's why I tell people, this man is a legacy. So with every conversation, every interaction that he had, you can hear Julius Whittier's quotes and you can learn more about him. He literally savored every conversation that he had, because he knew that he was setting the precedent for so many people of color coming through the university and others across the country. So, Mr. Julius Whittier, I'm going to make sure that I pay homage and continue to educate people about who you are and what you are about. And it is going to set the foundation of what today's show stands for. I'm Tyler Campbell. Mr. TC Speaks. We'll catch you on the other side of this break. Take us out, Big Sam.
Word up. If worst comes to worst, I make whole crews disperse. You know it's family first. Gifted unlimited with dilated people.
Hey, I love that, man. I love that. I love that, man. Somebody wrote in, hey, Tyler Campbell, if your team wins, the Aztecs will call you back. God bless. I hope they do. Other people have written in, yo, thoughts and prayers, yo, blessings, man. Keep my family in your prayers. Aunt Linda, we lifting you up. Blessings to you. I know you ain't up in heaven telling everybody about the Cowboys and how we going to go back to the Super Bowl. Sam Pikachu hates that, but we're going to say it anyway. But we left out of the other end of the break. Again, today, the model of the show today is, what is your legacy going to be? I want that constantly turning in your mind. Begin each day that you have breath in your lungs. What will your end be? Because if you can begin with the end in mind, it changes the way that you approach your life. What is your legacy going to be? We talked about Julius Whittier, a man who finally got his statue at the University of Texas, the first ever African American or letterman for the University of Texas football team. And I want people to understand that the way that he lived his life, the way that he approached other people, he knew that he was building something that was much bigger than him. We're talking about legacy. He knew that the way he carried himself as an African American male was going to set the precedent for people in their own lives as to how they viewed people of color within this country, within that university. So he took the responsibility, and I loved him and treasure him for that. But I want people to pay attention, because the life that he lived off the football field, oh my gosh, it was something to marvel, right? Because you got to believe the man played football. So he took it upon himself to actually major in philosophy. You know, ain't a lot of football players taking philosophy. I can assure you that still to this day. But my man took philosophy, and he got his major in philosophy. On top of that, he took it upon himself to receive a master's degree from the University of Texas in public affairs. And then he then went on in 1980. Oh, my man is such a beast. He went on in 1980 and finally received his law degree from the University of Texas. He took lemons, made them lemonade out of his experience here. All the hard times, all the hardships, he still made something of himself. And he ended up becoming, he worked in the office of the district attorney, the DA's office up in Dallas County for over 20 plus years. But he really and truly was a phenomenal human being. Like his roommate, a man by the name of Billy Dale, was quoted on the Dallas News saying, "His legacy is the fact that he was an individual who was smart enough and confident enough to come to Texas and challenge the university on their views of people of color." He said, Billy Dale said in their nightly conversations that they would have as roommates before they would go to bed, he said that Julius was responsible for adding depth to his life and the lives of others, and he took up the responsibility with his platform to educate other people about race in this country. But you understand why Julius Whittier is so powerful, because we have a lot of people on IG and Facebook, especially a lot of young people. You know, you got to appreciate your history. You got to learn your history so you can know where you're going in the future. If it wasn't for Julius Whittier at the University of Texas, ladies and gentlemen, there's no Roosevelt Leakes. If there's no Roosevelt Leakes, there's no Raymond Claiborne. Without Raymond Claiborne, there's nobody to tell Earl Campbell that he should come to the University of Texas. Without Earl Campbell, you don't have people like Donnie Little and James Brown, the first two black quarterbacks here at the University of Texas. And if you don't have those two people, ladies and gentlemen, you aren't getting Vince Young to win you a national title in 2005. All right. Unity, cohesiveness, and trust. Those are the things that Julius Whittier brought here to the state of Texas. And for that, I am forever grateful. Again, that without Julius Whittier, my father doesn't accomplish what he's accomplished. So, man, I pay homage to the Whittier family. Thank you so very much for the legacy. May it never, ever be forgotten. And trust me, we understand that as human beings, what you did and accomplished, Julius, at the University of Texas, man, was far bigger than the game of football. All right, we're going to get into it, Sam. You know how we do it. Give me that cue me that TC Speaks if you can, my brother. Oh, it sounds so beautiful. Won't you agree? Let's get into it then. All right. We're going to be talking today about if you want to go fast in life, go alone. But if you want to go far, it's better to go together. You know, because when I think about Julius Whittier and the man that I just talked about previously, that is the quote that hit me hard in the chest. And it's an old African proverb. You've heard it before. But again, with him being the backdrop of the show, I felt that it was an appropriate quote for today. If you want to go fast, go alone. Jot that down in your notebook, ladies and gentlemen, because I know y'all are taking notes. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And what I feel like that quote was saying to me is, yo, there's strength in numbers, man. Yo, there are strength in numbers. Tell it like this. Me and Sam were talking earlier. Man, like, I love animals. I love dogs. But there was a movie that I saw like the same year that my wife and I got married. It was called The Gray. And it's a movie that has Liam Neeson in it. And by the way, that's the dude for me, bro. Sam, my man knows Kung Fu, everything. He takes apart a gun in like 1 second.
He's been in everything, bro.
Everything, bro. Liam taking movies, like, he's a dope dude. But the movie The Gray is actually about, you know, he's in a plane crash, and he ends up, trying to survive in the winter in the wilderness, him and other plane crash survivors, and they end up being tracked by wolves. And the wolves are like tearing them apart night in and night out. Like they're picking off people left and right. And he ultimately, you know, has to figure out how to try to survive. And when I saw that movie back in 2011 or 2012, I thought about how brilliant and magnificent like wolves are. Stay with me, y'all. I'm going somewhere and I'm gonna set you up with precedent. Like wolves are really brilliant animals and they command your respect upon times that you make eyesight with them. They're crafty, they're agile, and they can actually run as fast as 37 miles per hour. But here's the catcher. When a wolf clings onto you, you aren't going anywhere. Like their jaws are so powerful, they end up emitting 400 pounds of pressure with one bite if they're just having a normal bite. But if they are feeling like they are in defense, if they feel like they have to attack something, do you understand that a wolf will emit over 1,400 pounds of pressure with every single bite? Like a wolf is a dangerous animal. Jaguars only emit 700 pounds of pressure with their bite. A Siberian tiger only emits 950 pounds of pressure with their bite, and a hyena only 1,100. But a wolf can be over 1,400 pounds, but you have to know wolves, you really and truly have to study them. And they travel in packs. You know, they do everything together. You may see a lone wolf from time to time, but lone wolves don't have the same longevity in life as they do when they are in a pack. Again, we're talking about go fast, you go alone, but if you want to go far, you go together. Wolves stay together in a pack. And from birth, they are taught to be hunters and killers from birth. They study not only the other men and women within their pack, but they also learn to study the animals and how they interact with, how to make the appropriate kill with the way that they hunt as wolves. They study the tactics so well that if you notice when wolves hunt, they don't howl, they don't growl. Everything is very cerebral. They seek out their prey and they do it without any form of communication. Like when wolves hunt, they literally just go into pack and they know exactly what to do. Because they've studied, they understand that there's strength in numbers. If you look at the alpha male of the group, the alpha male is not the one that necessarily leads the point of attack. He understands that it is better for everybody to take part in the hunt. They do everything together. So all the alpha male does within the pack of the wolves is he is the one who designates who it is that they're going to attack. Therefore, the likelihood of the family producing a new alpha leader to surpass his current skill set when he gets long in the tooth will be greater. Why? Because he knows how to allow everybody else within the pack to take part in the hunt. Therefore, there's an education process that goes on in a pack of wolves. It's a great responsibility as an alpha, but he also has to ensure that everybody else around him is acquiring the same skill set that he has, the same growth that he has, so that they can go further together. All right, we're talking about go fast, go alone, but to go far, you have to go together. The pack will grow stronger. The pack will become larger. The pack will survive in the toughest of situations as long as the alpha can bring everybody else up to speed to be at the same level and the same mindset that he is. And I think so many times in life, we live a fast-paced lifestyle. We want to find the shortcuts towards success. By any means necessary is what so many people say, even if it means stepping on the necks of people who are closest to you to get to the success that you want in life. You know, your moves start to become less calculated and less reckless, and as a result, your success is short-lived. But if you look at the wolf takes his time. The wolf brings along everybody else to meet that level that he's at because he understands that as a pack, they are stronger together instead of being divided. All right? And so what I want people to do is first and foremost, understand that you are blessed right now with the platform. All right. You are blessed with a unique and amazing platform. And again, if nobody ever told you today, I'm telling you this right now. You have a platform and you are blessed simply because you woke up today and you have breath in your lungs. Therefore, the world is out there and you have to go get what is yours and what is promised to you. All right. But you got to bring other people along with you. Don't make it so much about yourself because you recognize when you bring other people along with you, you will go a lot further in life and your success will have longevity just like the wolf. I want y'all to become alpha dominant. And the only way you can do that is if you get out of the way of your own self and you find ways to bring about other people, whether they're your family members, whether they're other people within the community to come along and ride along with you. And you help them to also achieve or recognize something within themselves that they don't see, that they haven't seen prior to. Because guess what? If you can see it, then you know you can be it. Ooh, you need to write that down. Write that down. Write that down. Get a pen and a piece of paper. If you can see it, then you can be it. If you can, if you take the time to allow yourself to flourish and become who it is that you want to become, you say that I'm going to go all in with the tools that the man up above has blessed me with. I don't care what they are, but when you do those things, you become that model for other people within your family and other people around you. And if they can see it, ladies and gentlemen, they can be it. My name is Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks. We just getting warmed up out here. I'll catch you on the other side of this break. Sam, take us out, baby.
Is age time for real? And you know we keep it real.
Oh, man. Oh, man, Sam, I love that song, bro. That's age time for real. You know, we got Zero the Crooked singing on the hook. My man Kiati. By the way, man, a great DJ Screw movie is now on YouTube, man. And I forget the name of it. Man, Christian, if you can think of the name of that, I'm going to type it in the chat. But a great movie that showcases how powerful Screw music and that movement was in the early 90s. You're talking about somebody who was an entrepreneur and developed a product of music that most people did not. Yeah, man. It's called Screwed Up. Okay. Screwed Up is the name of it. It's on YouTube. It's free. But just a great, just a great movie in where you can really and truly see an entrepreneurial mindset. And not only did he make the music about himself, we're talking about if you want to go fast, you go alone. You want to go far, go together. You'll see how he shaped and cultivated a movement of music that was not about him, but about how he could build up and carry on his friends who were around him in Southside Houston, Texas, and it created an independent movement that took off, and a legacy was born in the state of Texas. Tyler Campbell here, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks. Yo, text us in at 512-337-3776. Somebody on my IG, I'm at TC Speaks 32. Code FFA says, I always look for positivity to share. Appreciate the message. Fire. Man, I appreciate everybody. Like I said, I am because we are. You know, collectively as a unit, we all have gifts. We all have a purpose. We all have something that shapes us dynamically. All I want to do is encourage people to give their life the time and the attention, to give their tools of life the time and the attention that they deserve. But we talked about in the show, talked earlier about Julius Whittier and his legacy. I encourage everybody to literally just Google the man. I think he also danced for the Austin, Civic Ballet back in 1974. So, oh my gosh. I mean, the man was like a Renaissance man, and then went on to do the law degrees and everything else. We talked about Wolves, man. Shout out to everybody. Go watch the movie The Gray with Liam Neeson, and how like watching Wolves live their life, how they look out for each other. They literally exude what the title of, or the quote of, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, yo, go together. There's nothing that wolves don't do together. They travel in a pack. They hunt in a pack. They sleep as a pack. They look out for each other as a pack. And because of that, they have greater longevity over their lives as opposed to people who are, or as opposed to their counterparts who are lone wolves. I'm telling everybody that there is strength in numbers. There's strength in numbers. The next topic that I want to move on to is I want you as an individual, since we're talking about self-reflection, we're talking about everybody looking in and what's inside themselves. I want you to write this down. I want you to search your heart to gain vision beyond your current reality. All right. Search your heart to gain vision beyond your current reality. You know how much I don't use eyesight on this show, because I feel like eyesight has limitations, right? Your eyes can only carry you so far. I'm encouraging people to have vision over their lives. And the only way that you can have a vision over your life is if you look to your heart. You know, your heart is the organ of truth. Truth comes from your heart, and truth will speak. Truth is what allows you to see. Truth is what leads you. And you can't have a vision or calling over your life unless you look to your heart first. And call me crazy, y'all, but I just feel like, man, sometimes as human beings, we make life so incredibly complicated. Tyler Campbell at TC Speaks 32 going live and loud on your radio dial. I just feel like human beings, we oftentimes make life so incredibly complicated than what it has to be. Sometimes we get in our own way. That's why I love like riding horses and being around horses. Whenever I get around a horse, whenever I'm around like other animals of that magnitude, like I feel actually safe because I feel like a horse is free, kindred spirit. And then I'm reminded when I'm interacting with a horse as to how complicated we as human beings often are. Like we are equipped with all the tools that I feel we need to get the most out of the life that we have. And in order to deliver a positive impact in the hearts and minds of people, I feel like we belittle ourselves, like our minds stand in the way. They block us, or watch this, our minds block us from our blessings. We get in our own way. And that's the one thing that we have to stop doing, is you got to start letting your mind stop you from becoming who you were created and who you were designed to be. Like, I want to tell everybody, like, the tools that you have, or quote unquote, the gift that you have, there's nothing wrong with your tools. There's nothing wrong with the tools that you've been equipped with. The only problem is you've probably allowed those tools to lay dormant. And as a result, you know this, man. Shout out to Tim, the tool man Taylor, who told me this on Home Improvement back in the day. When you don't utilize your tools become dull. And then when you break them out to try to use them, you don't get the results that you are looking for. Why? Because you aren't walking in your gift and you aren't honing in on your tools. That's why the quote in the good book is so powerful. Iron sharpens iron. Bro, you got to get to a place where you are sharpening your tools, then you can use your tools to plant the seeds that you are needing to plant, and therefore you can begin blessing the lives and the hearts of other people. But if your tools ain't in the right place, oh man, y'all stay with me. Man, if your tool is not in the right place, if you aren't constantly refining your gift, if you aren't putting yourself in a situation over the course of 24 hours out of the day to utilize your gift in some way, shape, or form, oh, it's going to be dormant. And then other people will miss the blessing. And that's imperative. As you talk about tools and the utilization of those tools, I want people to start thinking about, my gosh, as you live your day, as you live your life throughout the day, because I'm talking about, if you want to go alone, you'll go fast. But if you want to go far, go together. Give yourself serious thought and think about, who can you invest your time in today to help them see beyond their current situation? Like, take a time and take a moment to reflect. Who can you invest in? And by invest, I'm not talking about dollars. I'm really just talking about your time. Who can you invest your time in somebody else, and help them see beyond their current situation? Their current situation. Because here's the deal. Where you are right now is not where you will ultimately be for long term. It's just for right now. And I want to set somebody's mind free to that, because, again, our minds are our biggest adversary. And I want people to see, I need people, like, why is it that you don't believe that you have been commissioned and designed to do a great work in not only your life, but in the lives of others? You don't have to have money. You don't have to have the big house on the hill. You don't have to have all the clothes. Stop stressing about your appearance. Your hair looks like this, or your clothes look like this. Like, man, throw all of that out of the window, because you've been commissioned and designed for something so far greater than that. You are limiting your own prowess, your own gift, your own expansion as to who you are in this world, and who you could possibly be into the hearts and minds of somebody else who is desperately looking for guidance and upliftment and encouragement. Or, again, if you can see it, you can be it. Somebody just needs to see you walking in your gift, constantly refining and shaping your tool, so that they can see that they can do the same thing with their life. And if you do those things, that's how the community gets better. That's how your neighborhood gets better. That's how the city, the state, and the United States of America, and guess what? Then the world. That's how it gets better, you guys. Stop putting your tools, stop hanging them up, stop putting them in the belt, and stop not using them. Your tools are up, so therefore you can't plant the seeds. You got to do some digging. There's some seeds you need to be sowing. There's some stuff that you need to be planting, but you can't do it because you're not utilizing your tool. And we talk about the way the world gets better. We talk about this this movement of equality, and this movement for change, and this movement for things to get better. And we're living in the pandemic, and we're waiting on somebody else to be that Superman to save us, when in all actuality, you are that person. put everything down and start putting that S on your chest. Somebody just wrote in and said, yo, I needed to hear this. Thank you. Yo, thank you for tuning in. I just want people to see in themselves what they were crafted and what they were designed to be all along. You are commissioned to do a great work. Where you are right now in the midst of your go through, in the midst of your adversity, is not where you will always be. And when you understand that, when you start to feel that thing, that understand starts to make room for you to produce fruit in other people. Whew, there we go. Not just to be a consumer all the time, but to start being a producer, and you will start to bear fruit into the hearts and minds of other people. Because, again, if they can see it, they start to understand that they can be it. Stop moving through the future at such a high rate of speed. I'm begging people to start slowing down. All right. It's good to go fast alone, but if you slow down, you can start doing more and more things together. And that, my friend, is what we need. I say that I'm always forever indebted to San Diego State University. I did some digging and I did some researching over the last couple of days, because quite honestly, like, man, I was at a loss. I didn't really know. I had sometimes y'all have so much going on in my head, I don't even know how to get some of the stuff like out at night. Like, sometimes it keeps me up at night because I got so much going on and I have to get stuff out. But when I was speaking to San Diego State University, I just thought about the one question that so many people always tend to ask me, and Sam always get in my ear before I go over, you know, let me know. But people always ask me, they say, yo, TC, do you miss football? Like, when you found out that you couldn't play football anymore, where was your head at and where was your mind at? And, you know, for so many people, they say, oh, man, it's easy for him to forget football. Like, he didn't really have a life after that. And so somebody wrote that in to me off of IG, and I had to break some things down. It's like, yo, I know I didn't have the stats in college, but because of the things and because of the selfless attitude that I had as a human being, it actually had crafted out an opportunity for me to play professional football. Like, it could have been a reality. I want to shout out to my man Lee Jenkins, because I dug this article, because everything for me is about validity. I dug this article up. It's called Life's Roses and Sausages, and it's an article that Lee Jenkins did on my father in Sports Illustrated. And I want to talk to everybody on the other side of this break, because we're talking about getting your way through adversity and going further alone. I want to talk to everybody about that one thing that truly propelled me in the midst of my adversity and helped me understand that my life was destined and commissioned for a far greater purpose than football. And your life is destined and commissioned for something else greater too. See you on the other side of this break. Take us out, Big Sam. Talking sick to my stomach, don't play about my woman now. Wish we could get high, make love. Yeah, love it. Man, Sam, bruh, I can't explain how much I really wish I could sing. Like sing good. I know I can sing, but I can't sing. You know what I'm saying, Sam?
I feel you sometimes, bro.
You feel
bro.
Me? Like, man, these dudes get on these tracks like, Neo, I only want you to love. Man, I wish I could sing. I don't want nobody else. Hey, Shannon Campbell, I love you. Love you, love you. And thank you all so very much for tuning in. It's Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks. We are in our last segment. I got my man Sam the Bam tweaking and twisting the dials. Please let me know. Give me your feedback. I'm giving it back in real time. 512-337-3776, man. And I appreciate everybody who's tuned in on IG and Facebook. Thank y'all for tuning in. It really means the world to have your type of support. Y'all could be doing anything and everything on a Saturday afternoon. But yeah, here you are tuning in to Real Life and Real Talk. And I play that something is being firmly planted in your soul that will allow you to produce fruit in the life that we live. Again, just to rewind and recap as we head into this last segment, we talked about the legacy of Mr. Julius Whittier, the first ever African-American football player letterman at the University of Texas. And if it were not for him, there's no Earl Campbell, there's no Ricky Williams, there's no Vince Youngs, there's no Donnie Littles. There's some national championship in 2005 that's not there if you don't have Julius Whittier. And so paying homage to him for the statue that he received this past Saturday, long overdue, at the University of Texas. Texas, which catapulted us to talk about, you know, if you want to go fast, you go alone. But if you want to go far, you know, go together. All right. And there's always something to be said about, you know, not only, you know, we work so hard in this country and everything is so much I, and I need to do this. I need to take care of this. We're always rushing. But there's something to be said about men and women who take the time to live by a mindset and attitude of family first, you know, to bring other people along, even if they aren't family, even if they're just people that they come across, because you can go further together. And it's all about the distance in this marathon of life. You know, it's not so much about the speed, but who can you bring along with you to help enjoy this journey? Because, again, if you can speak life, if you can speak hope, if you can show so many people through the tools that you have as a human being and use your tools to plant seeds of life into other people, then there's no limit to how far they can grow. And then the fruit that they will produce by the seeds that you have planted. And hey, everybody on the air, man, it says great to hear you on the air again. TC, peace, love and music. Shout out to you, Average Joe. Love you and respect you, man. Nursing Home Rob says, TC, how are you? So positive all the time. Loving your show. And I told everybody in the very beginning, I told everybody in the very beginning, I approach my day with the end in mind. And what I mean by that is it's very simple. You guys hear me say it again all the time. I will repeat it. I wake up each and every day understanding that, number one, someone does not have life, but I have breath in my lungs. And as I begin my day, I always have a focal point with the end in mind. And I think about, what will people say about Tyler Campbell when I am not on this earth anymore? And so when I think about those things, and I think about the things that I want my kids to say about their dad, when I think about the things I want my wife to say about her husband, if life was taken from my lungs, it makes me take full advantage of every single opportunity to say hello, to say thank you, to help somebody. And when I'm put in those types of situations, and when I give of myself, it replenishes my soul. It stirs up my spirit, and I hunger after that feeling. Like, I hunger to give, I hunger to help, I hunger to support, I hunger to hone in on my gifts. As Tim the Tool Man Taylor once said in Home Improvement in the 90s, I'll never forget watching the show, and he'd tell people, he's like, man, if you don't use your tools, they're going to become dull. And so we all have gifts. We all have tools that are unique to us that we were crafted with and designed with. But the problem is we aren't utilizing our tools. And as a result, they're becoming dull. But then when we decide to utilize our tools, we notice that they don't produce the same action or the same results as they would if they were refined. So as you live your life today, Nursing Home Rob and other people who are listening, yo, what are your tools? How are you utilizing your tools? Are you sharpening? Are you refining those tools so that when it's time to use those tools, they will produce the results that you are leading and that you are wanting for them to produce? We talk about bearing fruit. So in the midst of me and I guess my platform is growing, I guess, from the Lord up above, all glory to him. More people are starting to Google me. And I was telling more people, the people on the side of the show, I received a IG message from somebody who said, man, you know, how is it that you can just go from playing football, having a chance at pro football, as you say? We don't even know if that's true. That's what they were saying. How could you just turn the switch on from, like, when MS came into your life, that football was stripped from you? How do you, like, not regret it? And number one, I want to answer that person's question because I told them to tune into the show. This is an article done by Lee Jenkins. His article was called Life's Roses. It's in the Sports Illustrated Vault. You can Google it yourself. And he wrote this. He says, at first, multiple sclerosis was manageable. Tyler wore a steroid pack under his shirt and IV under his sleeve to take final exams. True statement. He kept the disease a secret, telling only a few people. He played his entire senior season and though he was tired more easily in practice and wasn't squatting 615 pounds anymore. I had that muscle back in the day. He was still the Aztecs' third leading rusher. In a loss to Colorado State with his father in the stands, it's the only game my dad came to see when my college career. He caught a pass for 33 yards, also had a couple of rushing yards. I'm going to throw that in there. But he says that Tyler never imagined that NFL scouts would be interested in him. But at San Diego State's Pro Day, several told Coach LaCharles McDaniels that they wanted to sign Tyler as a free agent after the NFL draft. And see, the reason why I knew that when MS came into my life, I could transition to another was because I got validation that that I was good enough, number one, but I felt that my life was getting pulled in another direction. I knew that I was called to serve. I knew that I had a voice, and I got more fulfillment out of utilizing my voice and helping other people with it than the game of football could have ever produced. Even if it meant knocking down somebody's head, going on a kickoff return, scoring a touchdown, I never got that same fulfillment as I did with utilizing my voice to help other people, because I didn't want to go somewhere alone. Like, making it to the National Football League, that would have been something that was a solo endeavor. But man, me speaking, that's bringing people along together. And that uplifted me and encouraged me. So that's why I had the peace to that person who's listening. That's why I had the peace to know that football was only a small portion of my life and I was called for something far greater. And when I read these words, I can rest easy because I know I was good enough to play in the National Football League. And that helps me. So as you go throughout your day, refine the tools that you have, right? Refine the tools. Don't just look to go alone. I know it's quick. Reach for an opportunity to go together. Help other people help other people. As a result of that, the community gets better, the city gets better, the state gets better, and the world gets better just by little old you. Sharpen those tools so you can plant your seeds. It's all about real life and real talk. Yo, my name is Tyler Campbell. Catch me at TC Speaks 32. I got some wristbands coming. I got real life, real talk masks coming. I'm out to make the world a better place. What are you out to do? Begin your day with the end in mind. Hit me up at Tyler at TC Speaks. I love you all. Respect you all. Make today the best day. Take us out, Big Sam.